I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 5:46, allegedly, Monday morning.
Good old time change. Love it. I mean, not really.
Yeah, I know.
Sundays don't work
I
out for me as
sarcasm.
It is.
I know.
And
you
throw that into the mix. And I tried all the stuff.
Like what?
Well, calming the hell down.
Oh, yeah. Good luck with
lowering
that.
Lowering lights.
Off your little devices.
All the stuff.
Yeah.
And, well, I watched... So, what I did before bed, I watched American Idol.
You did?
Well, I wanted to be able to tell you guys about it.
So funny.
Are you?
Why did you watch
asleep?
It?
No.
Oh.
No. I watched a clip this morning of it.
I know. I watched a clip this morning, too, and then I had Bryn pull me some couple of the auditions, so it'll be interesting to hear. I can't wait to hear your thoughts.
Okay.
So you enjoyed it.
Oh, so you want to hear them now?
Oh, no.
Oh,
ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I didn't enjoy it. I'll give you a brief. How old is Lionel Richie?
I don't know, 60-something?
Yeah, I'm going to say 63.
Is that it? I would even think. I feel like that dude's been around my whole life.
Yeah, he has.
I mean, wasn't he with the Commodores in the 60s and 70s? He had to be around 20 at that point.
He's 68.
Oh,
yeah, definitely in the 70s. I don't know about the 60s.
Right. I interviewed him once, and he was so kind and a wonderful and... sang a few songs.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
Like a medley of stuff. And it was just like, you're so awesome.
Hello.
So he was not awesome?
No, I found him to be charming, smart, a little fatherly towards the other two, which may wear thin fast, but...
Who's the other guy? Luke Bryan?
Bryan, yeah.
Okay.
But the surgery. You can't...
You can't not see it.
It's so... There he is.
What's he had done?
Well, it's
just yanked back and it's eyeballs.
He doesn't
done.
Have one wrinkle on his face, so he's probably had all the stuff done. Yeah. He's 68, so
and it's,
there's
it's. He's got that look like he's in the tribe.
Yeah, he's
or?
Got the eyes.
Yeah,
the tribe.
The tightened eyes thing.
Pulled back to your temples.
So
when you
that
smile,
was it's unfortunate because he seems cool and he's been around and he seems like he even has stuff to share. With these young artists, but
whatever you want to call them.
Yeah. Katy Perry was okay.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
she gets 25 million more, and,
right.
You know, or 20 million more than the other two. That I don't understand, but I think
they just went crazy and felt like they needed a huge name and thought she was that name and just threw that money at her. And
I feel the same way.
Well, I like Katy Perry. But she has outperformed her talent level by far, which maybe that's actually good for her, right?
Sure.
I should applaud that. Why would you say...
I know. She's so much bigger than she should be, in my humble opinion.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So...
You know, the thing about the original American Idol, and I... First few seasons, I really dug it, and I just thought it was a well-done show. But so much of that was Simon, who was a total unknown. Like, they've really, what they've got is three more artists sitting there. And what worked about the original show, in my humble opinion, was that you had an A&R guy who sits in meetings like this and yeses or noes people all the time. And then you had a record producer who was sort of listening for that, like, how's this going to person sound recorded? And then a performer who was looking for... Something like they each had their own
niche
set of parameters that they were judging. It's like, okay, so three performers. And the other thing is, when it's performers, they hate to be booed. Everyone hates to be booed. But when they're giving advice during the live show, Like, you really saw it, like, when, like, with J-Lo and when Steven Tyler was on there. They don't want to make bad comments because then it's like they feel that the audience has turned against them. And their whole career, they're trying to get audiences on their side. And I always thought that bothered them. Like, Simon was just like, I don't care what you think. I'm just going to say it like it is.
He's got nothing to lose.
Right. He doesn't. Right. He's not going to have to get on stage and sing later. You know? So there was something about that formula that really worked. But man, that show is tired and went away 5 years too late last time. And now it's already back. And it's almost like a running joke because of how much money they're paying Katy Perry. Like, it's just so... Good luck to them. Yeah. You know what? Good luck, ABC. I hope it works out for you.
You know what? That might be the... Well, there's a lot strange going on, but it was strange also. And I never really watched the show. But there's the ABC logo. Wasn't that always a Fox thing?
It always was.
Yeah, so that's another thing where you go, oh. Whew.
Were they drinking, was it Pepsi or Cokes? Did they have any of that placement?
You should do a lot of branding.
I didn't notice that. Mm. And well, I only gave it 20 minutes, but what I saw.
A lot of Seacrest and any...
I didn't see much of Seacrest. He was doing voiceover at the time. But they did do, you know, they said they weren't going to make, or you said, they said, because I got it from you, that they weren't going to make fun of people anymore. But they had a lady who came in talking all the trash. I'm the number one theater actor in Colorado.
Is her name Kobe?
Her name is Kobe.
We have her.
Okay.
She
was one of the very first auditions. Yeah.
I caught her and one other audition. That was it.
Brinny, that Kobe chick. Did you grab her? Was she worth looking at?
Yes.
All right. Great. So
look at Brin with his hair done.
Singer chick in Colorado. Right?
Oh
yeah.
The best
you
theater.
Saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. So apparently, because that's what I had heard, that they weren't gonna. Maybe they're just. Spending less time focused on that because that was part of the...
They didn't make fun of her, but she comes out, she basically screams and they're all...
It is the girl. So white girl, long blonde hair.
Oh, goodness.
Ah!
Yeah. And they all go...
Okay, I did see that.
Oh.
That's what I saw.
And then she gets like, I thought this was a singing competition. These people, I'm better than all of them. And, you know, that kind of thing,
uh-oh.
The full delusional, I thought you guys wanted singers. And it's so unattractive.
It is.
That you just, for a minute you want to feel sorry, and then it's so unattractive you just go, cane this person, yank him.
Yeah, right.
Get him out of there. God.
Not fond of this person.
But then the next person was delightful.
Right.
And I thought, wow, Katy Perry has very smoky eyes.
Oh, she had very smoky makeup on.
Heavy makeup on that girl.
Yeah, I'm not into the short blonde hair she's got.
Oh, I love
on.
It. I actually think it looks great.
I think it detracts from her beautiful blue eyes.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't.
She's always been a little clowny to me, just
well,
in general.
Well, she's got those googly weird eyes. But there, if you without all the heavy makeup, like just when she does some,
yeah.
Like if you see her on some of the commercials, the Maybelline, whatever
right.
brand she,
yeah, she looks clean and
yeah.
fresh.
Yeah,
and those eyes
really
are
good.
Stunning.
Like sometimes less is more.
Most of the time, less is more.
There
almost,
is no
almost
less.
All the time. You know?
She is all.
She's more. More, it's more,
so
more.
So much makeup.
So speaking of less is more.
That was the clown stuff I was
yeah,
trying to...
Yeah, I figured
to...
that.
What... Do the honk honk.
Yeah.
I'm still loading up right now. Yeah.
Did you get your hair done, Bryn?
I did, yes.
Oh, those headphones are going to mess it right up.
Took off my hat today.
Yeah.
Since I did my hair.
Yes, they usually
look
have
good,
the hat
buddy.
On.
Cute.
Thanks,
very
brother.
Handsome.
Thank you.
So Vinny's growing a mustache?
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Take a look. He's got a full porn stash. It goes way down past past his lip. It's nice.
What's up, Ben?
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, I believe we have a TV appearance today, so I wanted
man.
To...
Do we? What
you
is that
do?
Again? I forget.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the spelling bee. Yay, I get to be embarrassed.
940. So you wanted to... What?
Yeah, so that's why you grew it, for that?
Yeah, I wanted to look good.
Mm. Oh,
well,
man.
You succeeded.
Like derelict. Thanks. With your nails done. And
what are you talking about?
Oh, God.
Yeah, he has like a single black nail in each hand.
I think you look cool, dude.
Thank you.
You're not even even looking
at him.
You
haven't even seen him yet today. You're sitting in a corner.
Alone, like a loser.
Hooman came over for dinner last night, and we watched Call Me By Your Name, which was last week on Tuesday, Vin, when Scott sat in for you
mm-hmm.
When you were flying back from Disney.
Uh-huh.
Scott was raving about this movie, and it was nominated for a bunch of Oscars, and the main character, kid, got an acting nomination. And so Scott
and
was...
Is it a gay coming out of the closet story? Or?
You know, I'm not sure exactly what it is. The kid seems to be... I mean, he's sort of dating a girl and doing stuff with this girl, but then he meets this guy, who played by Armie Hammer. I guess his family has this beautiful place in Italy, and they spend their summers and Christmases there. And every year, I guess the guy's a professor. The father is a professor. So like a student or a grad student comes and spends the summer with them, and they do this archaeology stuff. So Armie Hammer is that kid. And they kind of meet up with each other, and there's uh-huh. chemistry, and then by the end of the summer, they're hooking up. So it's it's just beautiful. Like, there's all these shots of Italy, and, you know, it's beautifully shot, but it does have an indie film feel. Like, right off the bat, you sort of notice that it's a lot of it is subtitled because they're all speaking multiple languages, and there's a lot of English in it, but there's a lot of other languages as well. I did love it. I thought it was really beautiful.
But
it does feel like an indie film. Like, the pacing is really slow, and there's long periods with no talking, and they're just thinking. And the acting is great in it, but it's, I can see why it didn't win Best Picture. It has that feel.
Just not quite there.
But really good. Hooman, I think, fell asleep within the first 5 minutes.
I was out, bro.
Flipping light.
I mean, it was so slow. And
he doesn't
like,
know if it was slow or not because he slept through 90%
You just reminded us that it's slow.
It is pretty slow.
All right, then. Why would you say he doesn't know if it's slow?
You can't possibly know if it's slow or not. You weren't there.
You can.
And he's a producer, Sarah.
Sorry. Like, that is true.
There was nothing like going on from what I saw. I mean, I just saw one young boy with his shirt off, then Armie Hammer with bad outfits, and I'm like,
this sucks. Armie Hammer's older, so it's like a man with a kid?
Yeah.
He's supposed to be...
17.
Yeah. Armie Hammer's supposed to be in his late 20s. So I don't... Or so it seems. He's supposed to be a student.
Well,
okay. I don't really know, and they don't allude to his age at all, but he looks, pretty young in it. But the kid is 17.
But Armie Hammer's supposed to be a student.
But a advanced student, like a grad student.
Like a lifer student.
One of those.
We all know some of those people.
Right. I just study and study. It's what I do.
When are you going to turn that into a career? No, I'm just
going to keep learning and learning.
For years and years, my brother loved college, like loved it so much. And I'm like, he's a lifer. And then, so now he has a job, a career. Out of college.
Oh.
That's
he a professor?
What he wanted to do.
Yeah. No, he enrolls grad students into their program over at Washington State or whatever. I know there's two colleges and people hate.
It's not
when
state.
When you mix them up.
Right.
It's Washington.
Okay, University of Washington. U of W, I guess?
Yeah, the Huskies.
At Seattle?
Yeah.
Because there's one. We
state
toured one
is
of the
one that you guys know someone at. That's the one in Eastern Washington.
And the one that's in Seattle is the University
is the Huskies, right.
of Washington. Mm-hmm. That campus, is that the one with all those 1,000-year-old cherry trees?
It's
and
beautiful
freaking,
there.
The most. I was like, I want to go back to college just so I can hang out here. This is the most beautiful campus I've ever been on.
But State was the one that your kid might have gone to. Didn't he know someone there?
We know the one in like Viola, Idaho, or what? It's way out in
it's
Eastern.
Almost right. It's Eastern Washington.
My cousin taught there
Pullman.
For a while. Yes. My cousin taught there for a while. The goat farmer, cheese lady, and my my husband's cousin actually works at the university too. Like randomly,
they
both.
Weird.
She lives in Viola, Idaho, and my cousin lives in Pullman.
Mm. So back to the movie. What would you rate it?
3.75. I really liked it. I thought
Did
it was
you
really
cry?
Good. Oh yeah. Oh my God. Yes. Totally. I mean, just like light tears, not like ugly sob. But yes, call me by your name.
Were her eyes red at the end of the movie?
He wouldn't know.
Did you wake up?
I woke up for the last half hour. I heard her like going, oh, love the father. Oh, like I heard her.
Really?
But I was bored. What can I say?
And it wasn't for me.
So, because I probably am not going to have time to catch up on a lot of the movies that passed us by this year.
This
I don't think I'll watch
you,
the fish
yeah.
one
yeah,
either.
This one's not for you. It's not for you, Yuzette, or for you, Bryn,
is
for you, Vaughn.
The boy, do they end up together? Spoiler alert.
Tell them.
Yes, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
There's a sequel coming out, by the way. Call Me By Your Name,
there
too.
There is supposed to be a sequel
really?
Coming. I'm excited, actually.
You are?
Sure. Yeah, right. I would watch the next one. They do not end up together.
Oh.
He's there for 6 weeks, and he goes back to America. And
that's a nice little thing.
So I'm curious because...
But it's very, very... It's just, oh, God. Some of the stuff the dad says to him is so poignant after they've split, because the son is devastated.
Aww.
I know young people are big on not labeling things and being fluid, but I'm old. So is the kid gay, or does he realize that experience was not for him and he decides I'm going back to girls, or how's that end for him?
Well, he does have something of a relationship with one of the Italian girls where he lives. You know, they don't. There's no super clarification. Like, clearly,
that's not
this person.
The focus of the story.
It's really not. And
weird.
Yeah. In fact, if you didn't know what it was about going in, you'd almost be weirdly surprised by the. Like, if I didn't know that they were going to have some kind of a relationship, I wouldn't have seen it coming. Really, I mean, because he's with this girl.
Right.
And so, but knowing as I did that a relationship was going to develop, I was looking for that, and I would have been like, what's going on here? Oh, hold on. When did this transpire? Like, even they can't even really talk to each other about it. It's set in like the 80s.
It's interesting because you'd think that would be the focus of the story, like this person struggling with their identity or their wants and needs or their, you know.
No, it's very
but if it's
not
like
that's,
that. Huh. Okay.
I know.
408 says the age difference between the two in Call Me By Your Name was justified that the age of consent in Italy was 17. Someone else says the book characters are 17 and 24.
Oh, yeah. Armie Hammer does not look 24.
He's not pulling 24.
He may be trying to pull 24, and he's a beautiful. He's so handsome in
this
movie. Well,
he's 31 in real life.
Yeah, I think he's supposed to be late 20s, but they don't address that at all.
At all?
At all?
At all?
Yeah.
Hold on. Right. Where's that rage thing?
Oh, there at it is. All?
That's really not my definition of raging at all.
Still makes you laugh.
Happy Monday!
Happy Monday, everybody!
By all right, the way, so 95% of Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, 95. Oh, can you see?
It does, really.
See if Ready Player One has a rating on Rotten Tomatoes yet.
It doesn't.
Because they started the screenings.
How do you know?
Because I have a story right here about a screening.
At all?
At all? I'm just wondering if it has.
Yet.
Oh, it doesn't. Okay.
A want to see score, which is 98%.
Yeah. We're doing a screening of that at the end of the month.
Yeah, I think we'll start with passes next week for that.
Fantastic.
Hey, since we're talking about movies, this week we'll be reviewing Tomb Raider, everyone. Tomb Raider.
Oh, how exciting.
Tomb Raider number or what?
Well, if you add all of the Angelina Jolies. Oh, okay. Then it's Tomb Raider 1, everybody. It's number one.
New Lara Croft.
Who's coming in to review it?
Rudy.
Our friend Rudy.
Oh, by the way, speaking of comedians, well, sort of, we have Scott coming in today.
Yeah, Scott's going to stop by. Yay! Hey, he's a comedian, sort of.
I know. I'm kidding.
All right, KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.